Ayi Yuchaye Sora, Meir Shona, Ve'esrim Shona, Ve'sheva Shonim, Shnei Chaye Sora. So Rashi says, why does it have to repeat Shnei Chaye Sora? It said, Meir Shona, Ve'esrim Shona, Ve'sheva Shonim, Fashteitza, those are the years of the life of Sora. What's Shnei Chaye Sora? So Rashi, Kulam Shovin L'Tayva. Yodua, the question, how is it possible to say Kulam Shavim L'Tayva? There were different stages of Sari Meir's life together with Avram. There were the years they had to go through the Nisyonis, with Urkazdim, and with Parai, and with Abimelech, and wandering. How could you say that those years where Shavim L'Tayva were the years where she shept Nachas from Yitzchak, where she was Mamrish, she reached the apex after so many years, she was Zoycheh, to such Nisim and Nachas and fame and the name spread, not all covered necessarily, but also the fact that their way of life was spread throughout the world. How do you say Kulam Shavim L'Tayva? So it's Yadua that by Tzadikim, they live a life of Shamayim. They don't look at the Tzoris, despite the fact that there's Tzoris, but they realize that their goal is to reach Shemayim, and this is a temporary place. All of those are just distractions. Kulam Shavim L'Tayva. Pshat is that they realize it's a passing phase, and they appreciate it that they're able to shteig in Avodas Hashem, and they realize that the benefits that they're gaining the way of Hashem vastly, vastly outweighs any side sorrow. I think I mentioned already last year they came out with a new biography on the Chofetz Chaim. So there's an entire chapter there of the Nisyonis of the Chofetz Chaim. Shevi Yipol Tzadik Bekam, it's called. Shrek look in the Nisyonis that he went through. And he would say time and again to the Satan, 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 you think you're going to stand me for my Avoida? You're not going to stand me for my Avoida. And he said it clearly. These things were just side distractions, but the key was their Avoidas Hashem. So Kulam Shavim L'Tayva, and to them life was good. Those things were just distractions. But I just now saw Aaron. But in Ruchni is happy to say Kulam Shavim L'Tayva. They certainly were much greater in Ruchnius later on in life than they were in the earlier parts of their life. If he's some sheet as Avram Avinu was Makar as Boyer when he was 48. So Sarah Imenu was with him, she was 10 years younger, she was 38. So how are you going to say that the years before that were equal in Ruchnius to when they were 48 and weiter, when they steigen even more, and the Nisyonis made them grow, they were even much greater in Ruchnius. So how can you say in that, Kulam Shavim L'Tayva? So I saw brought down B'Shem B'Sefer from Il Shmuel, from Hagoyin of Shmuel Aron Yudalevich, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, and he said, Enoch Inanian level, there were different levels. And the level that she was before she was 38 was not the same as when she reached 38, and Vaita was a greater level. But one thing she did throughout her life, together with Avraham Avinu, they were constantly searching and probing and looking for the Emes. And whatever they were makar as the Emes, that's what they did. That's called midas ha'ikvius, to really do what you think is the right thing. If that's the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar even before they reach the ultimate level. But if at that time they searched, and this is what they found, b'shas, they're searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're kulam shavim l'tayva. Same way you find there's a maimer, echad amar ve'echad amarmit, u'bavad she'echad alivu l'shem shamayim. Here, they might not have reached the ultimate, but at every given second, they were searching, and they were probing, and they were looking for the Emes, and they were doing the Emes. So even when they weren't yet holding on that higher Madrega, but it's considered like they were holding on that Madrega. The famous Maisa brought down on the Kuzri, the Sefer HaKuzri is based on the Maisa that happened with the king of the Khazars. He was searching, he felt he was missing something, He was searching for this and searching for that. And he had a Moyudic dream. Kavanoscho Ritsuyim, Abel Maasecha Enum Ritsuyim. Your intentions are good, but the way you're going about it is no good. That was a shocking dream. So he called over the heads of the two major religions at the time. It was Christianity and the Muslim religion. And he had a whole debate with them. And Teich the Dvarim, he saw that they're both referring back to Yiddishkeit. So he said, well, do I have to get a second-hand view? I'll get the Iker. That's the most of the Kuzri is based on the discussion between the Chacham and the Melech, and eventually he was Mekabel, he became a Yid. So I saw one of the Balei Musar, he says, you know, we daven every day, and so on, and we wish we'd have such a gilui, to have such a dream, and guide us in the proper way. And here you have a guy, you know, he's like to such a dream, what's the pshat? So this Balei Musar says, because this guy was intent on following what he perceived as the Emes. They saw he was the Emes. They saw he was taka searching. And whatever he perceived at the time, he did. So they taka, they helped him along until he finally reached the Emes. If we would be as sincere in our probing and following what we're probing and keeping it to the T, we'd also be zoichet to such geluyim. Habol tam esayinoyse. But that's why kulam shovin l'tayim. By Davro b'nei Ches Leimor, Avraham Avinu spoke to the b'nei Ches saying, Ger v'soysha v'noichi imochem. Vayan Efron hachiti es Avraham v'ozne b'nei Ches l'chol b'ay shariroi. So from the whole Masu Matin, the field belonged to Ephraim. And yet you see, he needed permission from the b'nei Ches. What shaykh is the b'nei Ches? If the field belongs to Ephraim, so why did you need the union of Bnei Chesh? And at the end, the Taka says, at the very end, that Avraham Avinu buried it, Vayakam Masodim, Eish Bnei Chesh. What did Bnei Chesh have to do with anything? In the beginning, you could say, some say that he didn't want to pressure Ephraim directly, so he asked the Bnei Chesh, who pickily, but from the entire Mice, and at the end, it says, May Eish Bnei Chesh, Vaistos that the Bnei Chesh were involved in this also. What was Ephraim's chelik and what was the Bnei Ches's chelik? So Brisker Rav says there were two inyanim over here. Number one, the kever, the soda, belonged to Ephraim. So they had to acquire it from Ephraim. Avram had to pay Ephraim money to acquire the field. Not supposed to bury someone in a kever which is not his, the Gemara says. So Avram Avinu was Maisa Nefesh, the Arameh Shekel Kesef, Oyver La Seicher. Mamish Maisa Nefesh, tremendous today would be millions of dollars. So where did the Bnei Ches come in? Because in addition to having a kever, the Bnei Ches, they were like the municipality. They were in charge of the overall laws. So sometimes it's your talking that you have a property, a person has a property, but the government can take it away for their needs. Nowadays it's called eminent domain. You know, you want to build something over there, you can take away the property. So Memela, in addition to buying the kever off of Ephraim, he also had to ask the Bnei Ches, you know, for permission that they should give their haskama and they should be mechayev themselves that they're never going to take it away. Unfortunately, today you see Batei Kfaros all over with the government. They want to build shopping centers there and stadiums. It's a terrible, terrible thing. So Avraham Avinu knew he wanted this la'achuza. Achuza meaning it should be a permanent thing. And other mepharshim say Avraham Avinu knew the land is going to be his. He wants a place where people can come and daven with Avos HaKadoshim and Emois are buried. He wanted it to be an achuza and a guarantee. It's never going to be taken away. So that's where the Bnei Ches come in. Taka at the end of the parasha it says that after Avraham Avinu gave Ephraim the money, cover Avraham, and then it says Vayakam Asar Me'ez Bnei Ches. That could even be done after the burial because that was for the future. But it was two Bazundra Inyan, and one Inyan was to acquire the kever, and another Inyan, besides acquiring the kever from Ephraim, the permission from the Bnei Ches and the Shibud that they're never going to take it away from them. I was supposed to be by a chasana tonight, I told you. So the cover the chasana, you know, my colleague, Rav Avraham David Monk, works together with me. So I want to say over this vart, very nice vart I heard from our Rav Zalik Berkowitz the last year. The Inyan of Kinyan Kesef by Kiddushin, we learn out Kicho Kicho Mizdei Ephraim. Famous Zay Roshova, Kiddushin, Kicho Kicho Mizdei Ephraim. What's the connection between Zdei Ephraim, the Beis HaKforis, Marsa Machpelo, with Kiddusha Yishim, and some episode it has to have. It's not a random two words. There has to be some sort of a connection. So he said over a beautiful pshat from Rav Yankov Kamenetsky. So Yankov Kamenetsky said like this, what is the perfect shidduch? The perfect shidduch is if the chosn says, oy, what a wonderful girl I got, mamish, I couldn't get better. How am I deserving of such a shidduch? And the Kala says, "Oy, mamish, I got such a gevaldige chosn. How am I deserving of such a chosn?" That is the perfect shiva. Now by Ephraim we find that Ephraim told Avraham Avinu, "Eretz arba meir shekel kesef, you know, what's it bein you bein name? What's it between us?" So Rashi, bein shnei oyavim kamayim, between two beloved yedidim like me and you. Since when did Avram and Ephraim become so close to yedidim? Like, where was the yedidus over there? So one of the chassidish rebbes said that Ephraim, no doubt, was oyhev kesef lo yizba kesef. He loved money and he was never satisfied with whatever he got. And conversely, Avram Avinu was oyhev mitzvah lo yizba mitzvah. So it was a gevaldig shivach. Why? Ephraim said, "Wow, did I get a deal over here? 400 shekel kesef oyvel asoicher. I couldn't get better." And by Avram Lehepach, Avram said, "This Maris HaMachpelah, which was in Zgalatim, is a special place, and it's going to be a place where Klal Yisrael is going to doubt him for the Netzach. 400 shekel, that's a steal. Not how many millions of that? It's a steal." So each one, in their oifen of ahava ben shnei oyavim kamayinu, this one loves mitzvahs and this one loves kesef, and each one thought he got the better of the deal. That's the kichu kichu, Mr. Ephraim. That's what the shidduch is supposed to be like, where each one of the tzedakim feels that he got the best possible deal, and he's a lucky person. In this parasha of Eliezer and the shidduch, there are numerous ha'aris. Number one, you see that Eliezer, once he goes out on his shlichus, every step of the way, he davens to Hashem, he thanks Hashem, by the be'er, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hakreino lefanai, please send before me the right one. When he reaches the house of Besul, he says, Baruch Hashem alakei Avraham ashalei ozev chasdai v'amitai, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it sounds like it's all totally in him over here. Like Avraham Avinu told him, Hashem's going to guide you in the proper way. There's no doubt that Avraham Avinu was davening for this. And here it sounds like Eliezer is afraid. You know, Hashem, please guide me to the right place. What's he afraid of? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, he's zikr going to listen to Avraham, and Avraham told him, Hashem that took me out and he guided me, he'll guide you also. What was he so afraid of? That's number one. Number two, he comes to the house of Lavan and Besuel by Yosem Lefon of Lechel. Hey, take a chill. You know what I mean? You're coming here, you're trying to make a nice impression. Don't be in such a rush. Take it easy, sit down. No. Boss is the Highlanders, what's the big rush? And then at the end, when they finally, you know, they see that it's Takir Shidduch and Hashem Yotza Adover, so Lavan suggests, Teshuv Anayri Tonu Yomim, or whatever, let us stay here a little bit. Al Ta'achroi see, no. Do not delay me, I am on my way. Right? Either let her come with me now, or I'm going to go Yomim and smile. Talking about, because she was a three-year-old girl, maybe a little older, some shittas, but she's leaving home now for good. You know, she's getting married, she's going to a faraway place. You know, the mother wants to prepare her with certain things and whatever, and spend a little bit more time. Voss is the greatest, ah, no, al ta'achra, she was life minyanat. What was the rush? She says, al from the vardik and the valdigizach. What happened, look at Chila? Eliezer says to Avram, "Ulai lo yisoyv ha'ishal olecha sakara." So Avram tells him, he says, "No, it's not going to work. Ha'to'orur u'bni baruch ve'ein orim mizdavik b'baruch. It's not going to be finished. Nothing to talk about." So Eliezer, it's a clap. But Eliezer realizes that he has an egiyus over here. And he really wants the shidduch for himself. He realizes it. And he realizes how dangerous an Egiyus could be. And he realizes that if he doesn't have a special siyata d'shmaya and fear duch b'chol tokvoy, who knows what the sultan could bring over here. He can make a wrong decision, he can make a mistake, he can misguide something. So mimeila he comes and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave me out of this. Hakrein all the fun, don't let me make the decision. Because if I have to make the decision, I might be in a game, but who knows what Churban I could cause. Hakrein olufanai. And sure enough, when he's guided to the right house, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Elokei Avraham, that he led me over here. They tell him to sit down and eat. He's in a rush. He's got to get through with this. He's got to finish the deal. Because Kalsman, the deal is not finished. He knows that the Negius is burning within him and he's going to ruin it. No. And at the end, when they say, let us stay here a little while, he knows very well that that Sotman could mamish work wonders against him. He says, nay. He says, it's time to go. He says, Al ta'achru, I see. This is from Hashem. If you're not, I'm going to have to go Yom Nismah. This is how the Negius Eliezer realizes, and even if it was a subconscious thing, Eliezer realizes what Churban Negius could be and how it could play an effect over here. He's got to take care of the shlichus as much as possible. At the end, there's a medrash that says Avraham Avinu freed Eliezer because he was so mevatel himself to the shlichus that he was mekayim the tachlus that an Eved Kanani has to be mekayim. Memel is no more reason for him to be an Eved Kanani. Avraham Avinu freed him. Now, at the end, there's a very nice diuk, and not at the end. In the beginning, it says, Vayikach ve'ever asor gemalim, b'gmali adoinov, v'yelech v'chol tuv adoinov v'yodeh. And right here, it says, Vayokum v'yelech alaram naharayim. What's this double v'yelech? You know, v'yelech v'chol tuv adoinov v'yodeh, v'yokum v'yelech. What's the mamish right, one after the other? So one of the, so the Sefer L'Sidcha Elyon wants to say, Alpi da alter from the Vardik. Even before he was Vayakam Vayelech, he was ready on the run. In other words, he was so in a rush to be Mekayim it, that even before the Vayakam Vayelech, when he started his mission, there was already a Zrizus over there to prepare for the Inyan. He was already on the go because he knew the more that he delays, it's gonna affect him, and he's going to be in a Yehavidavar, and that's going to ruin the whole thing. Eliezer says, Va'ovei Hayoyim Elo'ayin, so Rashi says, Amar Rav Acha, Yofas Yichos and Shal Avdei Yofas Mitairos and Shal Bani. The Sikh of the Avdei Yofas is greater than the Torah of the Bani. Because this Parsha of Eliezer, it's doubled over. Mamish, there's a tremendous Arichas over here. What happened with Chil and how he repeats it over again to Lavan and Besuel. And Gufei Torah, the Torah itself, you know, from one letter, one, you know, Kutzah Shel Yud, we darshan, who knows how many halakas. What's Taka the Pshat? Why is the Torah so mairuch by the Sichosan, Shel Ovis, and Avdei Ovis, by the Torah it's Mekacha? So I once heard a Pshat, I don't remember from whom, that there's a chilik between what the Ovis taught us and what the Torah teaches us. The tafkir of an Av, of a parent, father and a mother, is to teach Derech Eretz. That's what they teach. You know, Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. The Torah they get from the Rebbe. The parents, they teach the Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. So, Derech Eretz is something that you don't just preach. Derech Eretz is something that you act. You know, but if a child sees this Derech Eretz in the home, you don't have to say it to him. He knows this is the way they act. So, Mimela, every action has to be brought out, every thought, every deeper has to be brought out. You have to speak that out. Because if the limit is from the actions, because that's what the chinuch is in Derech Eretz, from the way they act, it has to be spelled out. Mashenkin, the Torah is the Torah of the Rebbe. Because I'll say that a person should teach his Talmud b'derech tzara. Why? You don't want to overload the brain. You want to give the brain the ability to adjust and figure out the svara on its own. So you tell it enough that it should be able to work, but it has to be loyme. Emistik limud is to be loyme dover mitoich dover. So mimeila, the chinuch that the parents give is one kind of a chinuch, by action, and the chinuch of the Rebbe is by teaching them and learning them how to think on their own, and that's the derech tzara of the Torah of the Rebbe. That's what I once heard the pshat is. But the Shem Yishmuel says a different pshat over here. There's a difference in the tafkid of the Ovis HaKadoshim, in the way they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way the Bonim after Matan Torah served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu came into a world of darkness. The world was Moli Avodah Zarah, Avodah Avodah Zarah. They didn't believe in a Bayrei Yadin. And Avraham Avinu discovered Yesh Odein Lebir Zu. So in the darkness, you have to spread the light all over. That's not going to happen by opening up a base medrash and learning with them. He has to spread it and go around and preaching and being mefarsim it and having achnosis orachim where they can come. He has to do everything possible to be mefarsim. So that derech needs pirsum, and that derech needs a lot of talking about. The derech of the Avos HaKadosh was pirsum of the Shem Hashem. After Matan Torah, the tafkid changed. We're not Megayer Geirim. That's not our tafkid. Adarabah, we discourage Geirim from coming. The ikur way of bringing out the light of Hashem into the world is by taking out the Seidus HaTorah, by taking out the Or HaGonus. The Or HaGonus was placed within the Torah. So you spread the light of the world through the Dikdukim in Torah, through the Sisrei Torah, through the Kashis, through the Trutzim. So the Torah hides it, but mitoich, the digging into the Torah, that's the way that you're mafarsim from the Or HaLoichi. So it's not the pshat that the tachlis changed. The tachlis of a yid is to bring more light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. It is the means in which it was done. Whereas the Avos HaKadoshim primarily, their ikur avoda was in spreading to others, and by their actions, and by being makar of others. So that, you know, pirsum is to a lot of talking. Mashenkin Torah is the other way. Torah, the Or HaLoichi is done by being medayik in what's short and bringing out the Or HaGonus within the Torah. So mail of the Torah is mekatzer in order for us to be able to bring out that hidden limud that's in the Torah. But Toimer should say, the gamlig malecha ashken. So I saw Ha'orah from HaGoyim Rav Yechiel Mechel Feinstein Zatzal. And others really asked the same question. He saw her chesed, and the man, oh, this is the one that's meant for Yitzchak. What about her hashkafis? You know, how do you know what her hashkafis are? You're talking about marrying Yitzchak. You know, in the Hagdamah to this parasha, it says, Avram Zochim Bo Bayomim, Ba'Hashem Berech Es Avram Ba'Koyl. So Rashi Ba'Koyl is B'Gematria Ben. So man had a ben, he has to find him a shidduch. Why did the Torah tell us he had a ben in the form of a gematria or bakoil? If the Torah meant to tell us that he had a ben, say he had a ben. And besides, we know he had a ben. The Torah has to tell us that. I once heard a Moedik Ibshat. I forgot already from whom. The Torah is telling us over here that Yitzchak Avinu was the bakoil of Avram. He was his entire legacy. All of the avoid of Avram Avinu, his entire life, is now going to be passed on to the next generation. Yitzchak is the future of Avram. He is the everything of Avram. All the limudim that Avram Avinu brought into the world were given over to Yitzchak, and Vayter, he was Mechadish, a new Amid of Avayda. This was the Bakoil of Avram Avinu, and this was the future of Klal Yisrael. So the Torah is giving us a Hagdomen of what Avram Avinu needed in a Shidduch. It wasn't Stam just any Shidduch, a nice, you know, Jewish girl. He had to get a shidduch that was royal for Bakayel. That's the Hagdama. So if that's the case, what's Eliezer? You know, she's a Balas Chesed, fine. What about her Hashkafas? Maybe she had, or she grew up in a house of Lovan and Besuel. What's with the Hashkafas? Dr. Mechel Feinstein says that if someone has the Inyan of Chesed, that's a simon that their hearts are open. And if their hearts are open, they're willing to accept the truth. Someone that's selfish, someone that, you know, cares about themselves, their hearts are closed into themselves, and they're haughty and they're not willing to accept from anybody else. But he saw the Midas HaChesed within her. That's a lay for Suach. She already knew she's not holding it by Yitzchak, right? But if she's willing to accept, her heart is open, then eventually she'll be makabel everything that she gets from Yitzchak Avinu. Similar to what the Gemara says that the Ger Hillel told the Ger, the Lachos Sani, Lachavar Choloi Savid, the Idr Pirushu. Well, how could that be? I mean, there's a Mitzvah Ben Adam Lamakayim, Mitzvah Ben Adam Lachavar. Like, what? It's his name. If you're worried about somebody else, it means your heart is open for somebody else. And once your heart is open for somebody else, you'll already be able to be Makayim. Your heart is a Kli Mole. You see the same thing with the daughter of Kalba Savua. What did she see in Rabbi Akiva? She didn't see any Gainas. He didn't know Alubayz. The Torah says she saw Midas Tovus in him. Midas Tovus, and she saw to the extent Adkidekach, she was able to see that he could steig to be a Rabbi Akiva. So that's the word over here with Rivki. So Moyudik Ahemik Dover over here. Moyudik, Manish. It says, Akisa Rivka as a Neha. Rivka lifted her eyes. Vateres Yitzchak. Yitzchak had just come from davening. Vatipo me al hagomel. She fell off of the camel. Vatiskos batzaiv. She covered herself. Why does the Torah tell us this, Maisa? Like, for what purpose do we have to know she got scared of Yitzchak and then she fell off the thing and then she covered herself? Like, well, what's the Indian over here? Why did the Torah have to tell us this? So the Tzivin HaMikdavar says, the Torah HaKadosha is coming to tell us the neflois of Hashgacha El Yayna, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw years in advance what's going to happen, and he prepared the situation now for the future. Shaltzak HaGreis HaKasha, Greis HaKasha, Rivka Imenu, she knew who Esav was. Why didn't she just tell Yitzchak, you can't give him the brachas? He's a Russia, he's a liar, he's a thief, he's a scoundrel. Why couldn't she tell him that? The answer is that the relationship that Rivka had with Yitzchak was a different relationship than Avram had with Sarah and Rachel had with Yaakov. Avram and Sarah, they were shutvin in life. They were, you see that Sarah had times on Avram Avinu. She had something, she had a gripe against Avram, she openly told it to him. Rachel Imenu, the same thing. Rachel Imenu, this is not what your father did, Rashi says, your father was mispalo. So there was a shutvis over there to a certain different states, and they were much greater, you know. The husbands were greater of Lamaisa. Lamaisa, there was a certain shutvis over there on the same level, so to speak, in building. By Yitzchak and Rivka wasn't like that. By Yitzchak, he was on a level of a Malach Elikim, and Rivka Imenu was totally subservient to that, and she wouldn't dare tell him what she felt or what she thought. How did that happen? That happened from this first Pegisha over here. How did she first meet Yitzchak? If she would have met him in the house of Asho, you know, she comes to the house, she meets him amongst people. So even though his level was that takia, he just had dinner, whatever, but slowly but surely she would get used to it, but it would be more of a normal husband-wife relationship. But her initial reaction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was misabav it so, that when she first saw him, he had just come from davening and he appeared like a Malach Elikim. The pachad was so great, she fell off, Batiskas Batsoev, the covet, and the year that she had for him. So the entire relationship after that was that of, she did not express her opinion in front of him. Now, where was that negeh? That was negeh for the brachas. Because the whole matzah with Yaakov and Esav came about, she didn't express it, and she had to be masavav it through a trickery. And Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, and Yaakov Avinu had to run away. And that was masavav that Yaakov should go to Lavan, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to happen. And that's where he should get his shidduch from. And also that the bracha should be stolen from Esav. Mida keneged mida. He was a scoundrel. So the brachas are taken away in tamti tamam and mikishti tapal. It also split Yaakov and Esav forever. That they weren't together. That was Hashgach El Yayna. So the Torah is telling us over here in advance, how did all of this chain of events happen? It was because of this initial Hashgach. The original Pegisha between Yitzchak and Rivka was such that she had that pachat from Yitzchak, and Mimela, that was Geirim, all of the events that happened afterwards. What's that? Okay.